You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back to another Profit Connections Podcast, and we have a very special episode for you today. I am super excited to introduce my guest today. This is Jenny Benson, and we're going to be doing something unique for this podcast. And before we get started, I want to let her go ahead and introduce herself, and then I'll tell you what's in store. Welcome, Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jenny Benson. I run This Mom Made. I provide custom embroidery as well as custom t-shirts, and I do it because I love it. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here today. And so this is what we're going to do today. Jenny and I actually, we did meet and had a little collab before we got on the podcast. I invited her here today because I wanted to have a conversation with a client so that you can see, you know, kind of what it's like to work with me, to be perfectly honest. And so Jenny agreed to come on today. We're going to talk about her business, This Mom Made. In addition to what she's doing now, she does have some other ways she wants to scale her business and change it. So we'll probably talk about that today. But we're just going to have a conversation and talk about Jenny's business. So Jenny, before we jump into any details, tell me a little bit about, like, where do you see your business in the next 1 year to 5 years? Like, what are your visions for your business?
In the next year, I really hope to be, I currently work from home and it's getting kind of crowded in my little office. So in the next year, I really hope to be kind of in a location so I can kind of spread out and really get into my work and kind of get messy with it a little bit. And I would love to have a work partner help me out.
So when you talk about a work partner, are you looking for someone who is that comes in and does the work with you, or like partnering with the business? Like, what do you see as a work partner?
A little bit of everything, because I'm realizing after especially talking with you that there are a lot of roles in running a business and I don't know what I'm doing for most of them. So a little bit with the marketing and the advertising to kind of get more clients in, but also kind of just someone to be there with on the daily to work with and to kind of just talk to you while I'm working and hang out with.
I love that. So whenever you're looking at the roles, like you talked about roles, so there are different roles that a business owner has. And whenever a business owner is in business by themselves, they're pretty much wearing all the hats, right? You do everything. You answer the phone, you do the work, you do customer service, you do the marketing, you do all of the things. And one of the things that I asked you when we got together, that I'm going to ask you again today, is what ultimately, whenever your business is making the money that you want to make, it's running the way that it wants, that you want it to run, what role do you see yourself playing in the business? Like, what does your day look like?
Customer service would be a big one for me. I do love talking with the people, really figuring out what they want and being a little bit the creative, and then doing the work as well. I enjoy doing the work, which is why I started doing it.
Yeah. And this is really important because sometimes we get lost in the running of the business. And for a while, sometimes it's necessary because things need to get done that only you can do when it's just you. And as you bring more team members on, you are increasing the amount that you can get done without it all having to be in your hands, right? So, A lot of business owners want to do the thing that they love to do in their business. And that's amazing. And when you get to the point that you can only do the stuff that you love, then that's cooking. That's what every entrepreneur dreams of. However, on the way to that goal, there are things that need to get done in your business that you have to do. And so that means that you're not always doing the most fun thing, the thing that you love the most, the thing that you got in business to do, if you want your business to grow and expand. Now, if you're happy just, you know, doing things as they come in, if you don't want to do the marketing and somebody hears you word of mouth and you're doing one thing a month or something, like, if that's the kind of business you want to run, it's perfectly acceptable. I'm not saying that you have to do all of those things. However, what kind of business do you want to run, Jenny? What do you see in terms of like the volume of work coming in and the kinds of work that you want to have ultimately in your business?
So currently I kind of don't work that many hours per week because I'm just not getting enough jobs. So I would love to kind of be more, maybe 30 hours per week, really working on it. And then of course the income that comes with that would be amazing for our family. So,
okay. So yeah, that's great. So you want to increase the amount of sales that you have currently, right?
Right.
Okay. So then to get to that point, there's going to be some things that you might not love doing in your business. Yes.
Right. Yes.
All right. Let's just tell me, like, what do you not love to do in your business?
So I don't mind, I guess, going to the networking meetings and things like that and really kind of putting myself out there in that way. But like the knocking on doors, be like, hey, can I be your embroiderer for your company? And like the cold calls and just the other marketing ways in which people find business.
Okay. What else in your business do you not really love to do?
The accounting.
Okay.
I'm not, like, I'm okay at it, but I'm not the best.
Yeah. What else?
There's not that many parts to it. I think that's kind of the two biggest of the, like the 4 to 5 things that there are. Those are the two that it's just like, I would rather have someone else do those.
Right. Okay. So whenever you have to do those kinds of things, let's just say the accounting, because you're probably not knocking on doors right now, are you?
No, not yet.
Okay. So let's do the accounting because you are doing your accounting, right?
Right.
So what is that experience like whenever you have to do your accounting? Talk to me about what that's like for you.
A kind of a big question mark. I know how to do money in, money out, but then it's when it comes to like some of the, how much am I making every month? I'm kind of not really sure, which I feel like I really should know these things. And it's just kind of like a big question mark for me.
Okay.
So I know if there's money in the account or not, but I don't know how I'm doing.
Right. And so whenever you are, when you sit down to do it, do you have any, like, that's the action of doing it, but how does it make you feel? Like, what is your experience when you're doing accounting?
Just that I really don't know what I'm doing. I feel lost. I feel uncertain.
Okay.
I feel I'm doing well.
So do you, because you feel lost and uncertain, do you sometimes avoid doing it?
Sometimes I have my mom kind of help me with things that I can kind of pass along because she lives in another state. So I'll just kind of let her know, like, hey, enter this into the budget. And so, yeah, I kind of do avoid it, but I know it has to get done. So
I try
and pass off what I can.
Yeah. For me with those things, those are really not intimidating as much as don't want to make a mistake. And so I myself get really like tense and people don't come around. They're like, oh, she's doing numbers. You need to, we'll come and ask her later. So yeah, I experience anxiety whenever I have to do the numbers. So that's why I was trying to see like what's coming up for you. And if, because of that, are you avoiding doing it? And so Because I find that with a lot of people, the things that they don't want to do, they're not excited about doing, they will avoid, and therefore.
The marketing for me is where I would get, I'd avoid it because I don't want to do
Okay.
it. But then my business doesn't grow and then I get frustrated. So,
Right. So what do you think, like hypothetically, what do you think that you are missing out on in your business because you are avoiding the marketing?
the work and just getting myself out, like making myself known to the community. I'm only 2 years old in this community and getting my name out there and letting people know that I'm here. But there's a new girl in town.
I love it. If you had to put a dollar amount on it, what do you think that not being able to get out there is costing you in work?
It could be several thousand per month.
Okay.
I bet I could be doing a lot better.
Okay. So several thousand. Let's give it a number.
Two.
2,000. So $2,000 a month. So here's the thing about our businesses is that numbers are really important. A lot, some, many, several, these have no concrete value. So therefore, our brains can't really identify what it is. So we don't have a clear target or a clear goal. You and I have talked, Jenny, and if you watch my podcast, you all know that I am all about the destination. Like, where are we going? And how do we know if we don't have any clear definitions around it? How will we know when we get there? So, Jenny, if your goal is $2,000 in sales a month, do you think that having the number $2,000 can help you figure out how or figure out how to and or motivate you to do marketing?
I bet it could.
Okay. So
But
let's
I
say,
would need, I need help knowing how to get there.
okay. So,
That's where I need you.
so let's talk about for the purposes of this podcast, this interview, let's take $2,000 a month and let's use that as our target. And we're going to break that down and figure out what it's going to take for you to get there. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Awesome. So, what would you say are your two or three biggest selling items that you're working on right now?
I do have shirt quilts.
Okay. And how much do they cost?
They start at $300.
And what do they go up to?
About $500.
300 to 500. Okay. What's the next one?
Just getting companies that have companies instead of individuals that have like larger quantity for embroidery or things like that.
And
Shirts
so,
or pretty much anything. It's just getting the more the volume than the onesie twosies. It's getting the numbers.
okay, well, what is one embroidered shirt cost?
$10.
$10. So $10. And what kind of volume would you want to be getting for embroidered shirts?
50.
50. So,
50 to 100 probably would be an ideal order number.
okay. So I'm doing some calculations here on my handy dandy little calculator. So that's another 500 to 100 would be 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Times. Just double check on my numbers. Okay. And what would be the third thing?
Memory bears.
Memory bears. And what does a memory bear cost?
$75.
Okay. So what is the most popular thing that you do right now? What are people actually buying from you?
The embroidery.
The embroidery. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your second most popular thing?
Custom shirts.
What's the difference between we didn't embro okay, so embroidery is not on the list. We have custom shirts. Shirt quilts and memory bears. What do you mean by embroidery?
So the embroidery is the stitched logos that I do on mostly on shirts, but I also do on hats.
Okay. So what does the embroidery cost?
We did talk about the embroidery for the $10. The
Okay.
custom shirt is an ink print.
Oh, okay. Custom shirts is something different. Okay.
Yes.
So the embroidery is the $10 and the custom shirts are how much?
25.
25. Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, so the embroidery is the first and the custom shirts would be second, right?
Right.
Okay, so how popular are your shirt quilts? Like, how
Not
often do you get those?
less than once a month, once every 2 to 3 months.
Okay. 2 to 3 months. Okay. And how about the memory bears?
About the same,
Okay.
once every 2 to 3 months.
So those are periodically you'll get something
Right.
from them. Okay. So what you're saying right now is that the most in-demand thing that you do is the $10 embroidery and the $25 custom shirts, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if you want to make $2,000 a month and you are selling divided by 10, so embroidery, to make just $2,000 with embroidery alone, you need to sell a quantity of 200. And for your custom shirts, divided by 25. Did I do that right? Yeah, 80. You need to sell 80. So now that we know that your most popular items and the ones that people are buying, they are, I'm going to use the word low ticket because you might look at the numbers and go, hey, if I sold two shirt quilts, that would be $1,000. However, that's not where the demand is right now, and that's not where your money's coming from. So we always want to focus on the thing that is actually making you money right now. It doesn't mean you
Right.
can't, market those things as well. That's just not where the demand is at the moment. And when the demand comes there, then you can, shift your focus. So let's just do based on the embroidery and the custom shirts, because those are your top two items. You need to sell 200 embroidery jobs to make $2,000 and 80 custom shirts at $25 to make the $2,000. So that you can do either way. I like to do this because this is just a clean way of thinking about it. It never works out this way
Right.
because, it's always different numbers coming in. However, if you have that number to shoot for, then okay, well, I only have 100 embroidery. I can get 100 more embroidery to get my $2,000. So embroidery jobs. So
Yes.
I also wanted to say, like, with the low ticket items, just because it's lower price does not mean that can't be where you make all your money.
Right.
Sometimes we look at things and go, oh, well, I need to focus on this because it's a higher ticket thing. If the demand isn't there, then that's not where you should be focusing your energy, because you get one or two a month, right? Or
Right.
one or two every 2, 3 months. So it's not the volume that can actually get you there. So I just wanted to make that point because that was actually in our business. When we had the media business, we had a 20, 30 to 29, I think a $30 item. We made hundreds of thousands of dollars with a $30 item. So absolutely doable with a low price offering. And for you, because we talked and I know you have a machine that does the embroidery, right?
Yes.
She's got this really cool professional machine that just hammers it out, looks so good. So it's really professional quality. And this is something that can be done at volume without taking all of your energy and effort, whereas the others, the quilts and stuff, probably take a lot more effort, right?
Correct. Yes.
So sometimes we need to look at our as business owners, look at how much time is involved in doing it and how can we scale our time. So this is actually a really good way. So Now we have going back to the numbers. So we have 200 is your goal for embroidery and 80 custom shirts. How do those numbers feel?
Big.
Big. Okay, good.
They feel kind of big right now.
They feel kind of big. All right, that's not a problem because to get $2,000, you only have to do 100 embroidery and 40 custom shirts because we did them separately. So that would actually have been $4,000. So how does 100 embroidery jobs and 40 custom shirts feel for a month?
Still a little big, but not, maybe a little more workable.
Okay. Given those numbers, knowing that those are the numbers that you need to make to hit your goal of $2,000 a month, how do you think that having actual numbers can help you organize and set yourself up for success? Do you think that having that number is going to help you?
I think it will help. Knowing kind of what people to market to kind of hit those numbers and be like, okay, well, if I have this many with this kind of customer, and then I just supplement it within, you know, like the onesie twosies here, then I'm a lot closer to that number.
Good. Yeah.
A lot more attainable.
I find that having a little bit of structure around it helps because this is how you can use these numbers. So we have 100, we're going to do 100 embroidery jobs and 40 t-shirts. So that's what we need for the month, right? I mean, custom shirts, not t-shirts. So then the next thing that we can do is we can take that 100 and divide it by four because there's 4 weeks in a month. So that just means that you sell 25 shirts or 25 embroidery jobs a week. Embroidery. And 40 divided by 4 is 10. So now you're down to 25 embroidery jobs a week and 10 custom shirts. Does that feel even
like
more
it would
doable?
Give me my 30 hours that I'm wanting? Yeah.
Okay. So that's the power of identifying what you want and then backing it up and figuring out how do you get there incrementally. Because we set goals, right? And then it's just overwhelming and we don't know how to get there. So what we have been able to do just by taking this $2,000 a month, figuring out what people are buying, how much they're paying for it, and then how much you need to do for the month and dividing it by the week. And then we could even divide it by the day if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And if 25 a week divided by five, that just means you have to sell five per day of the embroidery. And then 10 divided by five is two, and two custom shirts per day.
Sounds manageable.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? That's
yeah.
To me, that's the power of what I do about figuring out where you're going. And then we come back and figure out how to get you there. Do you have I'm just going to stop because I didn't even ask if you had any questions along the way. Do you have any questions right now, Jenny?
I think we're doing fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And please feel free to interrupt me if I, if I forget to ask you questions, about if your understanding. So What we have done today is I am all about road mapping, and I do something called Profit Compass with my clients. This is just a tiny piece of it. We actually will take your goals for your entire business and do this kind of work. So obviously we can't do it in a short podcast. However, this is the type of thing I do. And what I find is that once we can identify the destination, then everything else falls in place because then we understand what's the priority. And for Jenny right now, her priority is getting more work in the door. So just by identifying that and figuring out what that goal is, now Jenny has a roadmap. She can actually go, okay, I need to get five embroidery jobs and two t-shirts or two custom shirts a day. So She can, at the end of Wednesday, she can go, okay, where am I? I need 25 a week. I've got 10. So now I need to go get 15 more. Can you see how that identifying that number gives you an attainable goal? Oh, I only need 15 more. So now, do you think, Jenny, it might be easier knowing that you only need, say, you've got 10 and you only need 15 more to do reach out and talk to people and do some marketing and follow up?
Yeah, it sounds like I don't have to do as much as maybe I thought I did.
Yeah.
I'd have
Awesome.
to go knock on 100 doors, but maybe I don't need to do that many to get where I want to be for now.
Yeah. And this is where you're starting. This is step one. Part of what we do whenever we start businesses is we just start the business, which, yay, awesome. I am so proud of you, Jenny. We haven't gone into a lot of detail on all the work that Jenny's done to create her business and put everything in place. And she's done an amazing job. However, there's still things that need to be tweaked and worked on and foundational pieces. I'm the seven
Yeah.
pillars of profit. I want you to have all seven of those built out so that you can move forward. However, you move forward from where you are. You don't need to create everything all at once. And for Jenny, her priority is right now getting those sales so that she can start moving towards the next things that she wants in her business.
Yeah. That's good. That sounds fantastic.
Awesome. So, let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to talk to. Is there any other questions that you have at this moment?
I think we've covered a lot, and it's really helpful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So, I will say this about myself. I love to give you everything all at once. And as Jenny has just demonstrated, that one piece that we just worked through is enough for her to move forward right now. And does it feel, even though manageable, does it still kind of feel like a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, as business owners, and especially when we're working with someone, we need to know that it's a process. It's a little bit of progress. Everything's not going to be fixed right away. It just there unless you have a lot of money and a lot of people helping you, these things are incremental. These things build upon themselves. So this is the first step in the process for getting her business stable, getting your business stable, Jenny. In then whenever she's consistently making $2,000 a month, then what are you going to do, Jenny?
Work on the next step.
And would you continue to just do $2,000 a month, or would you want to increase your sales as well?
Probably increase the sales even more.
Yeah. So as once she starts getting $2,000 a month consistently, then she can look at, okay, now what's my next sales goal? And I won't do this to you today, Jenny. However, I do like whenever we're planning out a year, we want to say, okay, I'll make $2,000 a month. When I get that consistently for 3 months, then I want to increase it to $3,000 a month or something like that. So we're actually planning out a longer period of time. However, like I said, I don't want to overwhelm you today, Jenny, and do that. However, just as whenever we lay out like an entire year, then we would actually have those things. And I have a system that I use with my clients where we set up goals. I do three kinds of goals. They are realistic goals. Jenny's realistic goal right now is $2,000 a month. Then another type of goal that I set is the stretch goal. So for Jenny, it might be $2,500 a month. So that's more than she's currently making. And if she got $2,500 a month, she'd feel really good about that, right? So
Absolutely.
that's a stretch goal. And then I have like, those are the two that we do a budget on or our sales numbers on. And then the third kind of goal that I recommend is a next level goal. And for Jenny, we talked about that a little bit earlier, which Jenny, that is getting into another space. So that's sort of the next level goal for your business itself. And having the the realistic goals and the stretch goals and actually looking at those numbers on a regular basis, using these as a guide to what you're doing in your business, Jenny, that is going to drive, that is going to keep you consistent and moving forward. And when you start hitting your stretch goals, then it gets really exciting because then you're like, oh, my realistic goals are too low now. So there's actually this momentum that comes with getting consistent with your numbers and looking at them and breaking them down and figuring out, oh, I need 25 custom shirt orders this week to make my goal. So I'm gonna find three people that need 10 each. And now I've got 30 and I beat my goal, right? So actually breaking them down and looking at them on a regular basis, i.e. daily, at least weekly. This will help you get really consistent because you see in front of you what you need to get.
Yeah. I like having that visual. It really helps.
Awesome. Well, I think that this has been an amazing session. Jenny, you're such a delight and you're such a talented businesswoman. And I say that to her deliberately. Jenny and I had a conversation and we talked about what a CEO is. And she was like, So it is, you know, a lot of people are like a little funny about that word. Some people love it and some people are like reject it because I don't want to be a CEO. However, I don't mean a CEO like a terrible corporate tycoon type CEO, but being the CEO of your business is being able to be the person who manages the way everything happens. And as the CEO, you get to do the stuff that you like and you get to manage the other things. And so I think that you are, even just from our conversations, getting a better idea of what that looks like, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think you're going to be great.
I'm working on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenny. Just to recap what we did, we picked a destination, figured it out, and then backtracked and broke it down into digestible pieces so that we could put an action plan in place. So Jenny now knows that if she wants to get $2,000 and okay, so let me just say this. That's one way she can get $2,000. There are other ways she can get $2,000. However, this actually makes it manageable. And then, you know, it'll look different every single month, most likely, and your numbers will change and your just distribution of what you have will change as well. Right. And if the memory bears start taking off and you are making more money there, or the quilts are taking off, and especially during the holiday season, I know there's probably a lot of quilts and bears and stuff that happen for the holidays. And the other thing that I will encourage you to do is track everything. So when you sell everything that you sell every month, you can go back to and say, oh, I sold 3 bears and 400 embroidery and 1 quilt and whatever. So you can look at the volumes and then track the, track how over a year, like when the volume gets a bit larger for those particular items, because then you might want to shift your marketing, say the holidays, if the quilts are a big holiday item, then, you know, come the fall, we want to start marketing the quilts because the holidays are coming, that kind of thing. So look at the trends of how everything is selling over a 1 year period as well.
That's a great idea.
I won't tell you anymore. I always want to give you more. That's enough for you for today. And I look forward to hearing how everything's going as you start implementing these things. Keep us posted. And do you have anything else that you want to share with the audience today?
Thank you for having me on today. And I really appreciate all your help and all your advice. And I'm excited to get out there now.
Yay. I'm so happy. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us for the Profit Connections podcast. This has been a very special episode. And I really appreciate you, Jenny, for agreeing to be here and digging into this with me. And so thank you for joining us. So don't forget, we have the Profit Connectors Club. That's profitconnectors.club. If you go there, you'll get all of our access to all of our speakers' gifts, all of our interviews, connections, and everything that we've offered for free for any kind of gift on our podcast. That's going to be in the profitconnectors.club. You can check that out. It is free to join, and we invite you to come join us there. And thank you for joining us for this podcast. Thank you for showing up. Your future self will thank you, and go out and make a difference, because it's yours to make. Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.